two young near-sighted fellows, Chang and Ching, over their chopsticks, idly chattering, fell to disputing which could see the best. At last they agreed to put it to the test. Said Chang, "A marble tablet, so I hear, is placed upon the Bohe temple near, with an inscription on it. Let us go and read it, since you boast your optics so. Standing together at a certain place, in front, where we the letters just may trace, then he who quickest reads the inscription there, the palm for keenest eyes, henceforth shall bear."
"Agreed," said Ching. "But let us try it soon. Suppose we say, tomorrow afternoon."
"Nay, not so soon," said Chang. "I'm bound to go tomorrow a day's ride from Huang Ho, and shan't be ready till the following day, at 10 a.m. on Thursday, let us say." So 'twas arranged, but Ching was wide awake. Time by the forelock he resolved to take, and to the temple went at once and read upon the tablet, "To the illustrious dead, the chief of mandarins, the great Go Bang." Scarce had he gone when stealthily came Chang, who read the same, but peering closer he spied in a corner what Ching failed to see, the words, "This tablet is erected here by those to whom the great Go Bang was dear."